want you reading that on air.
Okay.
What text did you just get so I can stick it up? You know,
I didn't
what,
even know
of everyone
we were
who mouthed off about. Yeah, we're on, by the way.
Oh, you didn't even give me a warning.
Put your talking cans on.
It says,
this is, by the way, a callback to the previous episode. If you haven't heard it, you're going to be hopelessly lost. But we talked about me leaving a rather saucy comment, if you will.
Yeah.
And I mean that in a tongue-in-cheek way. I don't think anything I do is all that out of line. I left an off-color comment on or Allison's Facebook page.
Yeah.
You'll just have to listen to the last episode to hear what it was.
Yeah.
But there's a big uproar out of her friends about it. And one of them, the man, I commented on a picture of you getting flowers.
Yes.
And the man who actually sent the flowers said what?
He said, as the person that sent the flowers but did not get his penis sucked.
Oh.
Was that how it was worded? Question mark. I was not offended.
There you go. Not offensive. Everything I said to anyone, they cannot be offended by it. Definitive proof.
And he also said that you said,
This is compelling radio, by the way. I said that you said that she said.
You put in quotes if you catch my drift. So that was to let everyone know, hey, I'm being funny.
Yeah. Now it's just too vague and everyone will have tuned out already, but
okay.
I'm telling you,
yeah,
play that previous episode, it'll all be clear.
It'll be magic.
It will.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Allison Frank.
Oh yes, hello.
Ugh, don't do that. No one wants to hear that. The show's site is in papasbasement.com. New episodes every Monday and every Thursday. Please go there and find our iTunes subscription link. We want you to subscribe on iTunes using the podcast app, or if you're a Droid user or whatever godforsaken equivalent thereof you possess. But that's the big thing.
Yeah.
Allison, you put your hood over your headphones to indicate you're cold. And I'd like to bust your chops for it, but holy God, somehow the tomb we broadcast from has become even colder. We mentioned this sometimes on air, not a lot. The studio, we're in the B studio of good old Fairfax Public Access.
Correct. But the thing about it is that I wouldn't want it the other way.
Thank you for, as I was about to spit something out, thanks for just jumping on it like a live grenade.
I'm just saying I wouldn't want it to be the reverse. I wouldn't want it to be so hot in here
hot
that we're having to take clothes off.
Would
or
be
whatever.
Hellish. Yeah. Oh, yeah, especially with you.
Where we're uncomfortable. I mean, you would still...
We're just sitting here like it's 1958 Havana.
But you
two
even
blocks
naked,
of ice for
you
chairs.
Have two layers of fur that you can do nothing about.
That's true.
So he's shaving himself in studio.
There are very few patches on my butt, my body not covered by something that
That's
would
correct.
Retain my warmth.
Right. So and I speaking of that, how's that abscess? How's that hump on your back?
Well, thank you very much for reminding the world that was a thing. I believe my shoulder zit has cleaned up. My concern now is I keep getting these whiteheads on the side of my nose where I've really never had them before.
Yeah.
And a couple other really ugly things are going on with my face that I don't like at all.
That's what we've been saying all along, but it's now that you're catching up with the rest of us. But actually, that's when we talked about that before, as far as acne goes. I've never been like a pizza face or had a terrible acne as a teenager or whatever. Mine were always kind enough to try to hide. So they would try to hide in the corners of my nose and those kinds of things. So, yeah.
With me as a kid, I used to get not much that came to a head.
Yeah.
Just these massive, almost
beaming
it looked like
red.
A third of a golf ball welt.
Yeah.
Like I had devil horns about to come out of my forehead, and they're always on my forehead.
My sister would get them, and it would only ever, if she tried to, like, quote unquote, pop it, it would never, it would just
nothing
be that.
Nothing came out. There's no head.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like a quarter of an inch under the
skin.
But
when she would do that, it would make it worse, and then sometimes it would get a scab, and then she's got this monster on her.
Picking at flesh.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, there's just...
But even as an adult, she can get some pretty nasty ones.
Wrapping up the studio thing so we can move on because you wanted to move things on.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I like to do.
For a long time, we've operated out of this studio and it really is frigid. I mean, you could come in from 90 degree weather and I'm not kidding. I keep what I call my studio jackets in the car for anyone who's in here. We're both in hoodies right now, shivering, and it has nothing to do with the outside temperature.
And I actually like it being cold, but even this for me, I'm glad I have the hoodie. Because
I enjoy cold as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And this takes it way too far.
I mean, there is no heat on at my house. Zero. Not because I can't afford it, just because I don't like it.
Yeah, both.
I can afford whatever I want. But my window is open in my bedroom also. So my window
See, I have that going on too, but because my mom has the rest of the house, like dock out temperatures.
I mean, you'd think she was Puerto Rican and trying to live it up like she was in, you know what I mean?
The homeland.
Yes.
Bringing back those happy memories. No, I'm thinking the same thing. I really hate how attached she is.
But
to
part
me
of that, I think, is just her age. Because in the summer...
Well, she's never liked it cool, though. I mean, it's been a war of wills over
air
conditioning.
But that's an old
people
thing.
14.
I mean, if it's...
Absolutely. Yeah, they go to Florida, and they're like, this is what I want. And she really... I remember as a youth, she lived in Miami for a while, and she wouldn't shut up about how you had to just sprint from air-conditioned building to air-conditioned building. And I'm like, that doesn't sound like the Maria I know.
Right.
Maria I know would be so turned off by any sort of temperature control in that scenario and waltz out and sun herself like a lizard.
Yeah.
Like just pull out that white belly and go, oh, this is perfect.
Yeah. The foil piece over her face.
Oh, that's just to control the government thought broadcast.
Something like that.
Oh, I was talking foil helmet. You meant the three, it almost looks like a kid's binder.
Yeah. Opened
that,
up.
That refracts the sunlight onto your face. I don't get how that works, really. Is it because your chin is pale if you're tanning, if you don't hit it that way? Because it really just seems like
I have no idea.
I want my face to look like a bull's scrotum in the span of 3 years. And
if I apply enough
sun damage, that's what's gonna happen.
She used to do this thing, I think we've talked about it before on the radio, but when
drugs.
She would tan herself.
She did drugs.
She did do drugs, but I think a lot of people's parents did drugs.
Not mine.
She does drugs now. Now she's on Lipitor and everything else because she goes to sick bay every half an hour.
Oh, your mom.
No, your mom. She's like, does this look scary? Is this normal? Are my eyes even?
Well, my mom gets wet from fighting physical maladies. That's it. That's what sex is to her.
Yeah.
I don't think my mom ever had a sex drive as far as I know.
But she does get a rush.
Yeah, that,
from going
that
to doctors.
Because she just doesn't ever get off, and I don't think ever got off once we were born.
Yeah.
Like, this is where her misguided sexuality goes.
I knew I had the...
I sound a little bit like Freud right now, and I'm like going to prescribe medical vibrators and stuff, but for a hysteric.
Yeah.
But that's all it is, man.
I knew I had Tupperware disease.
Anytime someone's getting too nuts, I'm like, how often are you getting yours? That's really the root of so much psychological evil.
Yeah, I guess so. So, there you have it.
Don't guess. It's true.
Okay, I
won't. It's true.
No more guessing.
Don't whisper into the mic.
I can if I want to.
It barely picks up.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to turn up the feed so I hear you better.
Okay.
We might have a guest, by the way, for a segment we haven't even designed yet.
Oh, super. That's
great. Well, you gave me the outlines. You gave me a couple show topic ideas, but they were roughly all the same topic.
Not really. I mean, I can talk about the scenario. The scenario is specific to that one individual, and it's really what would you do in that situation, you know? So it's not really. I mean, they could all blend, and it could be one big.
And Frank just told us, by the way, he can't do it.
He told us to go suck an egg, right?
No, he's busy. Frank Lesser, he's a good writer. He penned Sad Monsters. I think he works on Colbert Report or Daily Show. I forget which.
Yeah.
One of those two really cool shows.
Yeah.
Because he's a big boy who does things with his life.
I like the Colbert Report.
They're both excellent shows.
Yeah.
Now back to what you were saying, Allison.
What was I saying? I wasn't saying anything. I was whispering, remember?
Now I'm writing the outline.
Which is a bunch of nothing. Talking
Shut
about Maria
up.
And how she loves to go to the doctor.
You gave me, here are the four topics, I think.
I think I gave you more than that.
No, you gave me four.
And what did you give me? Oh, my transmission.
Yeah, we could
exploded in my face and nearly killed my family.
We could have done 16,
when it's at the shop and
we could have done 16 hours on me losing a transmission, possibly, and how much it sucks getting tapped when you don't have money to spare.
But you do have money to spare. You're sitting on a nest egg like Scrooge McDuck.
I do, but I'm trying to relate to the common person. Yes, by living at home, I have a strangely large hoard of cash for someone who makes what I make.
That's right.
I've discovered a loophole, and by smushing my sexuality and freedom, I have lots of money. Congrats, life hacks.
And you're kind of miserly with it. So, I mean, you're like, oh.
I don't drink. That goes so far to saving money.
I don't drink either.
Yeah, how are you so broke?
I'm not broke. Nobody said I'm broke.
Because you mooch off everyone. The world is your oyster.
But I did that no matter what. I mean, people
I'm
always
I'm a mooch when I made 60K. Which is true, by the way. No, actually, I remember you were pretty gregarious. No, that's outgoing. Pretty gracious. That works better.
Yeah.
Pretty gracious with your cash.
Yeah, yeah.
Back when we first hung out. He'd be like, you want to go to Sonic, little boy? Hot dogs on me.
We did do that before.
Yeah. We would go to Sonic because we don't have Sonics within like 60 miles of Northern Virginia. And you've always lived in weird backwoodsy places that had Sonic.
But that's not always true. I mean.
No, always. As far as I've known you.
Ay.
These are the topics you gave me. Because, yeah, you don't like any topics I come up with. And you have...
You tell them the topics you came up with. One is my transmission
farted. I think I deleted the list, actually. Yeah, you can do, like, human segments. See, that's the difference in our broadcast styles.
Let me look at my phone. I think you just told me it. Oh, I hope it's in writing.
Really? You're going to call me out?
Because it was
I like doing things that pertain to my life in particular.
I think it was probably farts and transmission.
Oh, yeah, the death farts had to be covered. And I don't think it was the Israeli couscous, by the way, because I made a breakfast of it.
Yeah.
Good old garlic Israeli couscous for the best morning breath possible.
Yeah.
And I am not defiling the studio because I really, I thought your fake eyelashes would have melted and fused to your face. And you would have looked like the guy from the Man in the Box video who had his eyelids sewed shut.
Oh, I don't even know that one.
It's a good old Alice in Chains reference.
I didn't follow them. I didn't follow anyone. Do we know this about me? Like, I'm not rah-rah anything?
Yeah. I think we've guessed that you're about as even keel and not into anything. I'm trying to think. I don't think you...
But from the way that I carry myself, in my defense, and the way that I carry myself, and the way that I interact with others, you'd think I kind of cared about a lot of things. But I don't.
No.
I mean, I can be passionate on
the
moment.
The instant you get to know you...
Then you realize, hey, she's got nothing under that hood.
Yeah, you seem like you could be passionate about a lot of things because you're goofy and full of life. But it's all focused. You're like
it's
a,
all smoke and mirrors.
You're like a dog, if you will. It's not
people
like,
love dogs. I like where this is going.
Yeah, people love dogs. But if I sat down and interviewed a dog, it'd be like, what is your favorite bone, dog? And he'd just be like, I don't know, bone.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I have two dogs as a house guest right now, two of them. And one of them, I just feel so bad. Like, it almost could make me tearful. I'm like, I'm not sure these dogs can stay here.
What's wrong, human dog, with your two fellow dogs?
This is the house guest that I had, and it's this big, long...
How do you have a house guest? You're a renter.
I'm not. I mean, I am, but it's...
Isn't he... Like, it goes owner, renter, squatter. So who is squatting... With your blessing right now.
Anyway.
I'm putting the hood over my cans, too. We sound like radio people when we call headphones cans.
Anyhow, but these two dogs, one of them is almost 15 years old.
Oh, no.
Oh. I don't even know about dogs, but even if you just say that to people who don't know dogs, go, oh, that's pretty damn old. Isn't that like 105?
One of the many reasons I side with cats over dogs. Like, for something that
big.
But
it's a nice dog, but the thing is, like, he can hardly get around, and then he's just following me everywhere I go. Like, he's lonely.
Oh, that was like, you remember Nike, right? Or did you ever meet Nike?
Skipper,
yeah. Our dog, you ironically refer to as Skipper, because... She was part shepherd, and I guess she inherited her mom's joint issues.
I didn't name her for that. I just named her because that's what she looked like to me. She looked like a skipper.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But not from the boat's captain, just...
Nike moved like that guy with spina bifida from Shallow Hal.
But it wasn't... That wasn't my problem with... That's not why I ever felt bad for Skipper. The reason why I felt bad for Skipper is because he just lost... She just lost these tufts of hair that were like the size of cats.
But you're acting like she did that.
And they were all over your yard.
Yeah, but that's just how she
shed.
It
was like the trouble with tribbles.
I know. It was gross, but that's how she shed.
It wasn't like gross. I felt bad. Like, oh, man. Like,
but that wasn't like her being old and baldy. She did that from age one.
Yeah, but it got worse. And then she was like patchy. Like, it wasn't coming back. And she was
limpy. No, there was never patchy. What would happen is it would shed.
Yeah.
And migrate down her body and then just kind of stop. So you had like ridges of hair and you had to just keep combing them out. For short-haired dogs, she produced an amazing amount of fur.
I don't know. That's true. It was like a lot.
But my friend Miriam would come over a bunch.
Yeah.
And she would see the dog and be like, you need to kill her. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
The dog's still alive. It's cognizant.
Yeah.
It wasn't losing its brains at all. It's got sore knees and it has to move with its front paws. So what, man?
But the other dog is younger but getting older also. I don't know how old that dog is. But that dog won't. The owner of the dog was there, and I'd be like, come here, come on over to me. And the dog would come over to me and cuddle with me, and I wasn't going to the owner. And I thought, yeah, I got some points. Yeah, the dog loves me better.
These are the triumphs in Allison's life. Making pets side with her. Yeah. Again, why I like cats. The
and
cats
I don't
are
even,
loyal to me.
I'm not even a pet person. But I thought, oh, yeah, look at where your dog is on my lap. And then...
See, this I like, by the way. I love the topics you bring because they're very big and tentpole-ish, and they'd be great for caller-driven shows. The problem is, sadly, we don't have callers because we don't broadcast live.
Yeah.
We should start getting an audience, actually. Let me know if you want that.
Yeah.
Because before, I used to bring in interns once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
Like, all I have to do is post on Craigslist and say, you could work on a radio show.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed how many people come out of the woodworks. Yeah. I could literally specify...
Well, that's what
I
Moore
want you
does.
To be like 22 or under.
Yeah, everybody that Jerry gets is all ass. Volunteers. It's not like they're a paid staff or whatever. Those are people who just like to do the makeup and the horror and all that, and they volunteer and do
I
that.
I want an intern to do our editing. I'll say that much.
Oh, and, right, and our like editor.
To cut little best of segments and then get those on YouTube. I want that.
Yeah. Isn't that what Jerry can do? But you'd have to pay him. I mean,
he's
got a lot of
filming. I mean, just taking... little segments of the show and then
but can
you
do that too like he's wicked talented.
Well, I can make clips too. I just don't like listening to the show afterward. Like I've said, the show's a dump. It's something disgusting that's inside me, and then I put it out and I'm done with it.
Yeah, you're not saving turds.
I don't turn around. I'm like, oh, a trout, and just bat at it.
Yeah.
It's a dump. It's out of me.
But if you swallowed your tooth, you might.
I've never done that. I've heard, if you eat fillings.
So today,
and
I was with
like
the dog,
that.
And I was rubbing the belly, and there was a couple people.
You were
over.
You're made. Yeah. No one will see this because only I'm in studio with you.
Yeah.
We just talked about sifting through turds, and then you make this like sifting through something hand motion. You're like, today I was with the dog. I'm like, ah, what did he eat?
No. But I started rubbing his belly, and I was like,
oh no,
who likes a belly rub?
Oh
who
no, did he really like the belly rub?
That's when his lipstick came out.
Oh, God. I was joking.
You always do this. It's like we're right here, buddy. Same wavelength.
I remember the cat.
And then I made a joke because the owner was there. And I said, I bet you when you rub his belly, his lipstick comes out too. And his brother was in the room. He's going, oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, I thought the joke would be like, he's only doing this for me. He likes me that much.
Well, the dog only did that for me. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're the but dog, I think the owner of the dog would do
the
that,
The dog
too.
Dong whisper.
I think the owner of the dog was like, rub my
There's
belly next.
There's nothing creepier than the Red Rocket.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
It looks
like
tentacle porn. Why can't it just look like a tiny regular penis? Like, why can't it be fur covered? Then it'd be adorable. Can you imagine like seeing a little teddy bear dork coming out of a cat? That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It'd be even cuter. Yeah. But instead you have this little teddy bear.
Yeah.
And it looks like a blood covered squid trying to swim out of his nethers.
Yeah, it's not good.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, I don't like to see that. But the other dog, I really did. It peed in the house 3 times yesterday.
That thing needs to die then. Once they start soiling the house left and right.
I'm going to have to get some gates or something, or they're going to have to get some gates. I mean, it's only for a couple weeks, I think.
How big is it? Is it like a big man-sized tinkle?
Well, the one in lawn, like there's like a mud room or whatever. So the lawn.
I literally just learned that term, by the way.
Oh, really? So it was off of the mud room, and it was, and there's a half bath there, and it was there, and it seemed like a lot, but there was good. There was a bunch of rags and stuff already there from the garage, and so I was able to kind of, but it smelled like pee, so it was pretty bad. And then here's what the brother did. So the squatter, he says, I went out to the Dusty Gum store to go get
what?
That's what I call it. It's the convenient mart, but everything in there is dusty, so I call it the Dusty Gum store.
Oh, you're
store.
Still living in your same place?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is the convenience mart you dumped me at
yes,
because
exactly.
your roommate is so insane, like you can't bring another guy around?
Well, there's a lot of elements to that story. But anyhow, so...
No, this is the most disgusting general store, by the way. You said it's owned by an alcoholic Indian, right? Not the, you'd expect in the sticks. Like Sanjay,
yes,
who just enjoys belts of scotch when no one is in his dusty store.
But that's
store.
What they've said. I mean, I don't know. I haven't witnessed him. But I noticed the last few times that I've gone in there, he's been extra friendly and very helpful. Like when he comes in, he was like, hello, sweetheart. And I was like, whoa, sweetheart?
It is dusty and gross. And it's an entire store of just toilet paper and ramen.
And the last time I went, when he went to give me...
And buck knives.
Yeah, get your buck knives here. He went to hand me back my change. And he was like, and here is one. And he shook the dollar.
Oh, he's drunk as hell.
Two.
Oh, come on.
Here's three. And I was like, buddy, like, just hand me my change.
That's me, like, I'm 9 beers in and I'm paying a friend for a joint. And I'm 12.
I don't know. Anyhow, so he said, while you were at the store, the dog went to the bathroom. It peed in the entryway, too. So there's this big entryway, whatever. I was like, oh, did you clean it up? He's like, oh, yeah, I took some paper towels and some water. Then I saw you had a bunch of oranges on the counter, and I cut one of those in half and rubbed it on it.
What is this, a septic wound? When you dump orange juice onto a piss puddle, and you're like, all cleaned.
I don't know.
That's how you make an Arnold Palmer, maybe.
I was just like, I just smiled and went, okay, and I cleaned it up.
Rubbed an orange on it.
I was just like, well, I guess you did me a solid.
Does he have kids? I don't want to, like,
no,
he crapped in his diaper. So I threw the diaper away and put a pine cone in his rectum.
No, you just sliced up some carrots and potatoes. You put them in there with an onion.
Baby, you got a stew going.
And I hope people think it's pot roast. It's like,
rubbed an orange.
He said, I saw you had, because I have all the fruits and vegetables because I'm juicing. And so we took one of the oranges from the counter, cut it in half, and rubbed it on my hardwood floor.
I've never been that dumb. Like, as a 6-year-old, if I screwed
you
up the carpet, I didn't then mash a second object in.
I was just, it's tough to act like, hey, that's perfect.
Sorry, Mom.
Perfect execution on the
cleanup. I dumped the Kool-Aid, but it's okay. I put a nice layer of paprika over it.
What's wrong with that? Do you have any macaroni?
How old is this person?
Let me think. I think like...
Ballpark. I mean, we don't need exact.
I think 32, 34.
Okay, that's the wrong answer.
I mean, 6.
Hold on. I'm getting a call. Let me take this because I'm all professional.
Right. Yeah.
And now that I've killed all momentum, we're back.
Yeah, that's good.
I apologize. I had to take a business call. It wasn't just personal call.
That's fine. That's good.
Wait, is it? You don't sound too enthused. You don't think of it as fine or good.
I mean, it's fine.
How about this? When we wrap up this stinker of an episode in roughly 22 minutes or so, I'll take you for some food.
Okay.
And then you can get your hair done.
My hair
did. Alexander de Paris, because nothing's too fancy for you. We're going to the Alexander de Paris. That means Alexander of Paris.
They
get real fancy like
you
that.
You are totes adorbs. I bet you hear it all the time.
I've never been by Alexander de Paris before, but I like that they have an overhang where I can drive my car and it's completely covered, much like a pet hospital.
You said that.
In case it's raining, so you can come out with your bouffant.
But that's for human hospitals, too, you know.
Yeah, but I really just think it's of the pet hospital.
It's just not a luxury for cats. It's for humans,
too. We don't want the rain on the cone. It'll pool around his neck, and then he'll get an abscess. What are you getting done at the hair salon?
A cut and color. I haven't had my hair cut in over a year.
I mean, it does look a little jagged, but what's the color? Do you dye your hair?
I mean, I hadn't for years and years until I was like, I don't know, 30 some odd, whatever.
Well, that's like my mom. She never dyed her hair until she went gray. That's what
but
I was
I'm not
tiptoeing
actually,
around.
Yeah, but I'm not actually gray. I mean, I have a few gray, you know?
Where? I don't see them. Is it as subtle as my gray?
No, yours is out there.
What?
I mean, that cue ball patch.
What?
Yeah, in the front.
You are so cruel.
It's not cruel. I mean, it's fine enough. I mean,
can I go there and ask what I should do? Can you ask for me?
Why don't you come over there and you can ask them yourself? You can ask Jackie. You could come keep me company. I'm there for hours.
It takes hours. I could do that, or I can go home and play Xbox.
They have computers there. And
you're selling me that they have half the conveniences of my home.
And they have treats, too. Coffee, sodas, cookies.
You can just text your way through your coloring. You'll be fine.
No,
I'm taking you for food beforehand.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Payway? Whole Foods?
Probably. Something like that.
Maybe Whole Foods.
I don't know.
Sounds I'm just good. Dropping some hints that they have gelato and like so many good flavors
but that's not
of it.
That gelato doesn't even set me on fire. I mean, frozen
it's
custard.
It's not the best, but they've come up with like 5 new flavors for the holidays.
Yeah.
There's like there's pumpkin, obviously, pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
And there's like a candy cane flavor, but I had maple bacon. There's one
Gross.
Just called holiday spice.
I don't want that's disgusting.
Oh, I'm sorry that the free ice cream isn't up to your standards.
But you know what would make it better?
Free caviar on top of it.
If you just cut an orange and rubbed it on top. That makes everything better.
I'm still baffled. Who is so dumb that they do that?
Oh man. Anyway, that's my house guest. And he'd been gone, but now he's back, so he'd been gone and he went and got
Is it your roommate's friend?
Huh?
Is it
No.
your roommate's friend?
No.
It's one of your friends.
No.
Then why is he like,
I mean, it's a long story, like the connection. It's Kevin's house and that's who, whatever. But I mean, they're all like friends and we're all interconnected. I don't really want to get into the whole big story of it, but regardless, he's there for a few
more days.
It
sounds
like
the movie Crash.
Yes, that's right.
Like everyone's plot is kind of mashed together.
Correct. And then anyhow,
except
these
I'm not
two
going
dogs,
to learn anything about
but
humanity.
I don't want to get into the whole big thing until we really know the outcome. Then I can share the whole big story because it is kind of like out there. I mean, the guy with cutting the orange, that's kind of just the most sane thing.
It sounds like you're going to Mice and Men the dog. Like you're going to open the door and go, rabbits, so many rabbits. And it'll go, where? And you're going to kill it.
No, I mean,
that's the vibe we're putting out. That's what I'm picking up on.
I mean, he just doesn't seem, I mean, whatever. So that's good.
Can we get to your illustrious topics?
Sure.
I don't want to throw you under the bus because you tried on these.
I didn't try. It's just what I thought of on the way over.
They're actually good. It's just they'd work so much better in the confines of like a caller.
Well,
scenario.
Let me just ask you the one scenario then. I can just go over the one scenario
we
and see what
just
you would do.
Jinxed each other on scenario. We said it like we use scenario like the letter E.
Do you ever remember the show Greatest American Hero? I used to
believe
love
it or not.
I'm walking on air.
I'm not 46, so no.
So free.
I know Greatest American Hero because of George from Seinfeld doing his Greatest American Hero.
Well,
here, I'm gonna play that because we're a sample show now.
Oh
Allison.
Gosh! If we could pan it up faster. Than as if it was somebody blowing through a straw to get miracles to happen.
Shut up. It's loading.
Ooh, that's, oh, was this is a sound flow thing. Oh, that's super loud. Oh.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep. I must be out before I pick up the phone.
Silence.
Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
Oh
there
my,
you go.
That's horrible. The thing about it
horrible,
is that...
That was killer. That was from...
Jason Alexander can really sing. I always wondered, like...
He's like an actor show tunesy guy.
Yeah, but like that was... He was deliberately being yucky. Like, when you can
that
really...
That wasn't good singing?
No, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. You know the
but anyhow,
weird
there
thing
is
he's
a,
doing lately
there is
as
a,
we fight
no,
to
listen.
Get out our words? I'm going to win.
No, listen.
I'm going to win.
I always win.
Oh, well, yeah, because...
No, in Greatest American Hero, this is where this came from. He said the Greatest American Hero had a mentor because he didn't know how to become a superhero. So
the
he had
second
this,
Greatest American Hero?
Correct. So the mentor guy, he would become hypnotized or fall asleep every time the word scenario was said. And so... And then when he wanted him to go to sleep, he'd go, scenario.
What a weakness. That's not kryptonite.
Yeah.
A Tribe Called Quest could have
but
taken this
man out.
But
I can't remember what put a hoax on him to make him do that. Because
a hoax?
Or whatever. Like, not a hoax. A jinx. Or what's the word? What do you do when you put a spell on somebody?
I don't know. A curse?
No. What's the word? It's like, I don't know what it's called. Whatever. But
me
I don't
either.
But I don't. It wasn't about witches or anything. So I don't know how something could put them under a spell, like wherever you heard the word. But whenever somebody said the word scenario.
That sounds like a hypnosis thing, like a crappy stage magician would do.
Maybe.
That.
Maybe that's what it was. I don't know. I can't remember.
Like every time I say scenario, you're going to think that the large black man next to your wife is sleeping with her.
Oh, that's not funny.
Is it?
We don't work like that. Taking us to a dark place.
Yeah. Boy in hell. All right, these are the topics you came up with.
Yeah, but we don't have to do the ones that are best for a group or whatever. You can do those. I can just give you the one scenario and see what you would do.
All right. Yeah. We'll do the one scenario, and then we'll somehow limp. Hold on. Let me add up exactly how minutes we've done. 23.
Okay.
Plus 8, so 31. Ooh, we've got like 10 more minutes minimum.
Okay.
And even that's a bit of a skater.
Well, then we can hop on something else. But maybe it'll take us to other places. Here's the scenario.
Give me my scenario.
So, I know someone, right? He's successful. He has modest success.
Really?
Correct. And
you can just say it's me.
Yeah, I want people to like you for you, not for your money.
Not the lies.
Your big nest egg you're sitting on. Going. Yeah. Anyway, so he takes someone out for a date, this woman. And I believe she's a professor at Harvard, or was a professor at Harvard.
Really?
Correct. That's what he said. Who cares? What if it's bald dash, you know, he just made it up or whatever. Who cares? This is the scenario. So he suspects that maybe she earns, even though he earns a good living himself, that she probably makes twice as much as he does. Right.
I would assume that is the case. I remember when I was.
But I think she also maybe has two PhDs or something. Plus, she's a professor. Plus, she does a lot of traveling and stuff.
My friend somehow obtained, when we were both at UVA, he got the pay sheet for the professors there. And yeah. I think the least paid professor is making 50 something. That was back in 2000.
Yeah.
So you're talking now, it's probably like 65 is your bottom basement professor.
Yeah, but. I mean, the way that it was implied, it was like she was making.
I would assume a Harvard professor bottoms like 90, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, he made it seem like she was pulling like major bank, but maybe that's from her other endeavors as well, outside of being.
Is she sexy?
I think she's pretty attractive. I don't know. Okay. I didn't see a photo of her. I only know him. Anyhow, so he invites her out to dinner. They're gonna go on a date. He takes her to a nice restaurant. By nice, it's more.
It had all you can eat cheese biscuits. Gotcha. Message sent and received.
It's not like super nice, super elite. You're thinking more of like a Ruth's Chris or a Morton's or whatever. So
like 50 a plate.
Correct.
Okay.
Something like that. And then you add a bottle of wine or whatever. You know what I mean? You have.
I mean, to me, that's fairly nice. If you're going beyond that, you're really just having a pissing contest.
But I mean, there are some of those places or whatever.
I know. I've heard stories.
But, I mean, then there are those ones where it's somebody world-renowned or they have a specialty or whatever. Or they're getting exotic ingredients, you know.
Just take me to the Black Angus and we can use that money for a little TCBY afterwards.
So this guy, he's successful himself. So let's say he makes over six figures.
Really?
And he suspects that, I mean, I said modest success. I didn't say he was Daddy Warbucks. But then he suspects that she makes.
I'm sorry, I make like nothing a year. So six figures, that's not
bad. But
when
you add in, if you add in, essentially you make another $20,000 because you have no living expenses.
Yeah.
So really you
make. So I
make
$20,000 a year.
No, because you have a business. So really you're making $75,000 a year. You see what I'm saying? Or 80. That's
See,
what you
I
make.
I look at it as I make what I make, and then life costs me certain things.
No, but the nice thing is that you do take care of your mom. So,
mm-hmm.
So
go on. That's why I'm dating the Harvard professor who makes a boatload of money and is fine.
So he invites her out to dinner. They go to a nice dinner.
How did they meet? Just asking.
I'm not sure. I'd have to find out. I don't know. I think
Tinder.
No, I mean, I don't think it was that. I think it was kind of a connection. It seemed like a work-related something or other. He's not in education.
Sugardaddies.com?
Probably. Who knows?
Continue.
He should have went to Sugar Mama's, obviously. I mean, if she's making this bank. So anyhow, the check comes, right?
Yeah.
And he said it was really...
I got a mouthful of water. Continue.
It was really awkward because then she slides across $25. So what do you do? Like, the check comes, you're going to pay for it. It's an expensive meal, and she slides over $25. So it doesn't.
I mean, I can give you all the answers. This is a pretty easy one.
Yeah.
I'm a wise soul.
Yeah.
And people come to me really for my knowledge.
Right. Who does?
Well, first of all, is this a first date?
The impression that I got, it made it seem like it was almost a first date, but I think that they
He hasn't gotten in it then.
I don't think so. No.
Okay. Well,
but I think they might have met casually or through colleagues or through work stuff, and they may have done other stuff before. But this was like the first.
As far as I'm concerned, now this is my game, but I think a lot of guys should go this route. Until you know a chick, probably until you banged her, really.
Yeah.
And you think something good is happening.
Yeah.
You're a dope if you take her to anywhere too high end.
Right.
The first few times. Like, right. Honestly, I see it as like there should be very casual coffee dates.
Yeah.
And like $15, $20 a plate type dinners.
Yeah.
Until you guys are screwing each other's brains out. And then if your chick's.
But then what happens
banging
though?
Your brains out,
is that you're just taking her out for pizzas and everything. But after you're banging, then you think, hey, I already got her. She's already doing my business. She's already licking the lollipop. I don't have to take her anywhere nice.
Well, that's a shortcoming in a person's logic. And a lot of people are wired that way, but I think you need to properly reward people in life who are doing things for you.
For eating lollipops.
Yeah. If you're getting a lot of head, then sure, take her to Ruth's Chris.
Who said anything about head? I said Halloween candy. This is a Halloween
okay,
episode.
Okay, you literally have tied your hood around your mouth like you're a ninja. And this might shock you, but it doesn't make for the best sounding audio.
Yeah.
So thank you for popping your face out, Eskimo Jane.
I know. It's just the tiny little people.
You're like Kenny. You're Kenny from South Park in a black hoodie.
I know. Let me see. Oh, yeah, I look adorable. I just saw my reflection in the computer. Oh, I'm so cute. And you want to hug me?
All right. This is the grave he's dug himself. If he's taking a girl out.
Yeah.
I don't care how steep the place is. The first few times, you pay. That's how I see it. And yeah. I came from a school of thought. I listened to a lot of pickup artist type crap.
Yeah.
Where they're like, hey, it's even more awesome and alpha male if you Dutch.
Yeah.
Or you get her to pay. Well, guess what? It kind of sends the message that you're a cheap, unsuccessful piece of crap.
Correct.
So the first few times you're out with a chick.
Yeah.
You pay. That's how I see it. At least the first time. And then if you want to Dutch it after that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But to me, it's more you split things up when you're a couple. And then it's like, hey, look, we're just eating together all the time. This isn't so datey anymore. Can you spot me the way a friend would?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Then she's not getting any fancy dinners either because you're just spotting one another and you're like, hey, I'm buy Chinese this night, you buy pizza the next night or whatever.
Anyhow, her gesture's crap.
Yeah.
Because what, is she covering the tip?
Yeah.
Because my chick currently does that every so often. It's a nice bonus. It softens the blow a bit.
Well, actually, you know, here's the thing. I mean, it's funny that you mentioned that because after this person put this scenario out there for me, he said it was an awkward situation and he didn't really know what to do.
Yeah, because it doesn't, the 25 isn't Dutch.
No, it doesn't. It didn't cover her meal.
Of course not. Yeah. Her meal sounds like it's like 60, 70 bucks with the wine.
Yeah.
And she's not saying this is for the tip. And by the way, where they're eating, I doubt that was the tip. The tip sounds like it could have been 30, 35 bucks.
Correct. Yeah.
So what exactly does the 25 say? I don't even get it. Did he ask her, what are you doing? Or did it sit there awkwardly like a fart in the air?
No, he said, you know what? I just didn't know what to do, so I took it and I put it in my pocket. And I was like, well, that was the wrong move. I can tell you that
right
now.
I mean, it's probably the wrong move, but hey, he got 25 bucks.
Yeah.
But it's so insignificant.
Here's how the story follows up. He takes the money. He puts it in his pocket.
Sounds like she's doing some Harvard cunning crap with it.
Probably because.
Some psych experiment.
So he didn't really know what to do with it because it's. You know, it didn't cover the meal, didn't cover her portion. It's maybe didn't cover the tip. I don't know what the bill actually was. But anyhow.
Dude, 25 is not a tip at like a place where I would go that I consider decently, quote unquote, fancy.
Yeah.
Like to me, fancy is 55, 60 a plate. So you're talking, what, 130 something?
Yeah.
With the tip. So you're already getting closer to 30 than 25.
So he said the next day, she just gave him a ton of crap about it. Like, how dare he take that money and, you know, how...
Oh, she's a piece of S.
That is.
There's nothing to analyze here. Analysis over. How dare she? How dare he take that money? You put it out, bitch. I'm sorry, is this she went to cop a squat and he took it out of her purse?
Yeah, I know. But that's this is what happened. And he said,
oh,
she's
a psychopath. He's better off without.
Yeah.
And this is why he's a dunce for taking her to a high-end place that early on.
Well, what he said after that is what he's learned is that he just, you know, anymore, he just wants to take somebody for a low-key kind of dinner or whatever.
Good. I'm glad he's learned the right thing.
But I think a lot of people do that, too. But then it's kind of like, you know, for girls, when they do that and someone say, hey, I want to take you out for coffee, then sometimes girls will think, hey, you're cheap, too. Like, why don't we you want to go skim rocks by the pond? That's free.
Any girl who's wired that way can go to hell.
I mean, that's not me. I actually like those kinds of things.
I think
whether
you know
it's free
if you've got the sort of uppity bitch who does need to go out for something high end for the first date. But I don't even I look
but
at it this
way. But what if you've met just casually through work or through colleagues or whatever, and then you don't really know her. You just know her from a distance, or maybe she made a couple
then why
clever
do I have
quips.
To pay $150 to get to know you?
You like, don't. Maybe it was convenient. Maybe it was the nicest place in town, or maybe they met halfway. I don't know. Harvard's not
there's
here.
There's no McDonald's halfway? There's nothing cheaper than the $150 restaurant?
Yeah.
I mean, trust me. I know what's more common, the $15 plate or the $55 a plate. Because I think he had to work to find the fancy place. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You go for fancy real early. One, it shows you don't think you can get some without a little lobster and filet mignon in the mix.
Yeah.
And two, it sets the wrong precedent.
Anyone who's got game is getting some skimming rocks for free. You know, that type of person, he can get it, whether it's, you know what I mean, lobster or whether you're skimming rocks. That's just the nature of that guy. You know what I mean?
I literally, one of the few things I have walked away with from that pickup crap that we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
You just don't do the high end stuff. Now, I pick the lower end stuff so I can pay and I don't look cheap.
Yeah.
But I just refuse. Anytime I front a ton of cash and it just doesn't work out, I feel like a horse's ass. I take girls out routinely and it's like, okay, I'll pay for your $11 lunch or something.
Yeah.
And I don't see them again. So what? I was out on an $11 chicken salad.
Yeah.
What am I doing with $11 this day and age?
Yeah.
Really? If I'm out like $70, I'm pissed, man.
But
that
what
was
if it's
Xbox
to an
game
event or something that you have tickets to?
Yeah, I'm taking a real friend, not a girl I just met. Besides, how am I going to get to talk to her during this event?
But what if she's super hot or whatever?
And who cares?
You want to give her the razzle-dazzle. You're not bringing her?
I don't think you razzle-dazzle a girl that way. It just sends all the wrong messages.
How many girls have you razzle-dazzled?
I mean, if by razzle-dazzle you mean slept with too early and then disappointed later on in the relationship, tons. More than I can count.
I just liked hearing you saying, hey, if you want to razzle dazzle the ladies, that isn't how it's done, fellas.
It isn't. It absolutely isn't.
But I'm a chick. I can
There's
tell
a lot of guys
you.
Out there, and they sound like such little bitches
when
they're like, I took her to this, I bought her this, and all she did is kiss my cheek and then go home and bang another guy. Yeah, because that's a real man. You're a coin purse between your legs and the money she's taking out of your finances. That's what she sees you as, a big, fat coin purse.
Like, he said it took him by surprise. He didn't suspect that she was going to leave anything. And then just to give $25, I don't even know if he looked at the money, or maybe he did. I don't know. But maybe you just see a 20 spot.
That's on him. That's on Mr. Big Bucks. You take her to the restaurant.
Yeah.
The restaurant needs to convey, this ain't no thing.
Yeah.
You need to, the message that needs to be sent on that first date or even second date is like, hey, look, I like you. I'm paying to get to know you.
Yeah.
But it needs to not be any sort of amount, really, no matter how much you're making, that conveys this costs so much, you better give me a little something.
Right, right, right.
That's why I'm usually, a Starbucks or let's do a light meal, things of that nature, and I'll usually pay. And then if the
But the nicer thing, though, is when you go to a nicer place, you do kind of feel okay, lingering and stuff too. I guess you can if you're at a McDonald's too. Like, you don't feel like you're taking up anybody's time there.
No one gives an S if you just sit at the Grimace table for 2 hours. You look like a pedophile, maybe. That's about it. But if you're with a chick, I guess they'll put two and two together.
Oh, my. I don't know. But I said, one, you just should
No, he botched and now he's out the chick and the money.
Yeah, but I don't know that he's out the chick. I mean, he just said that she gave him a lot of grief. I don't think she was saying, hey, I'll never go out with you again. I just think that she was just like...
She sounds like a head case. So
kind of, yeah.
He should have spent less money to figure out he's with a head case.
But I mean, why? I mean, I like to do kind of social experiments too.
You sound like Mengele. Go on.
I can kind of
will
do...
this twin with the blue dye injected in his eyes be able to take the microwave better?
What's wrong with that? I want the stronger twin.
Step over here, Moishe.
I'm gonna adopt one. I want the one that has a good back. Don't give me the one with brittle bones. This is horrible.
We're injecting your brother with the frozen seawater now.
Don't worry. His eyes won't pop out. They just appear that they will.
Now we're sewing your spinal columns together.
Get the sack race ready. Ay, ay, ay. So I told the guy, one, you just shouldn't have taken her money. Period. That just was the bad thing to do.
He literally undermined everything he was trying to do with that date. Yeah. For nothing.
Yeah.
Don't take a damn piece of gum from a girl on a first date. How's that?
Yeah. But I do say that a lot of times myself, if I go, I think if you invite the chick out, we've talked about this before. If you invite the chick out, then you should pay for it. That's just how it goes. And I think
first
again,
date, yeah.
Yeah.
And second date, probably that too. Again, I just go to cheap places because I know where I am financially. But and if I'm spending $100 a plate.
But if everyone's going to Subway, then that's different. But I think other people aren't just locked into Subway caliber places.
I've never taken someone to Subway.
Okay. Quiznos.
Now that they're up to $6 a sub, are you kidding me?
That's right. Don't even think about the soup. Don't ask for the soup of the day.
Oh, my eyes would roll like pinballs. Are you kidding me?
But I'm saying people go up and down the scale, maybe, or they tend to be upscale, especially people, you know, as you get older, there are a lot of wine drinkers or something. So they
I mean, you can go high end. Jim Norton of Opie and Anthony fame. And I love Jim Norton.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
He was saying he justifies hookers because his average pop, I think his sessions cost him about $450.
Yeah.
And he said, if I'm getting some, it's usually three dates in and I've taken a girl on $350 dinners. So it's about the same cause. It just, I know he makes decent cash. Yeah. It just seems like he's going about it the wrong way a little bit. And again, Jim's probably had tons of sex.
Yeah.
As much as those guys act like, oh, I don't get any box. Yeah. And that's their shtick.
Yeah.
Most of them are knee deep in it. It's just box they don't really care about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or enjoy. But they slay threes every night.
Yeah. So anyway, so I told him you shouldn't take it. But a lot of times I do. I have this thing where I do like to leave a cash tip if possible. So a lot of times
because they get it instantly.
Correct. And if they want to claim it, they can claim it. And if they don't, they don't. I know a lot of people who work as waiters or waitresses and have done that. And I know that they can kind of fudge what they claim and what they don't. And sometimes people, you know, it kind of makes up for the people who don't tip at all. But they still, when they put the checks into the computer, it shows how much they supposedly earned, whether they earned it or not. So they get taxed on that. And so sometimes they can kind of punch
it's under the table and they get it immediately. I think they get taxed and they get it at the end of the week if you put it on the tab. But I like keeping my cash, so screw you. Unless you really put a sparkler in your urethra.
No, but I think if the chick is there and she offers to pay the tip, I think that works out good.
That's
for
good because it saves me cash.
It saves you cash, but it's nice for the wait staff too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's great. I love when at least the tip is taken care of because it keeps the cost of dinner down. Yeah. And frankly, I'm paying for the damn dinner.
I mean, it is a nice gesture. So, I mean, it just varies. Sometimes I have cash, sometimes I don't. But
well,
if I do, then
now I want to learn if this guy's still with the...
He's not.
Professor Mind Games. Okay, I could have told you that.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that was kind of like an off button.
She's
for him
a bitch,
too.
By the way. She's a piece of filth.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
No, I mean, he's a dummy. Don't get me wrong, but she's scum.
I mean, just to play a trick on that. I mean, it's like here, you know, you leave a bunch of things
out. Lord knows what school of thought, like what weird place she came from to do that.
Yeah.
He's a head case and he's better off without her.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you she ain't that hot either. Let's just put that out there.
I mean, maybe not. I don't know.
Not with that attitude.
I mean, the attitude makes her ugly.
I mean, it would have
Rebecca
to be like
Sophia
stainless. Vergara or something, where I'm okay with that. Why you take the money? I guess that's more Rosie Perez.
That was Asian.
Yeah.
And Rosie Perez is
not.
Why you take money? It's not nice. Superman not here.
It's like Margaret Cho doing an impression of her mom.
Yeah. She actually does her mom pretty good. So.
Oh, congrats. Doing an impression of your parent. That's a...
Yeah, but every time we do our parents, they sound like some bridge troll or Harry Carey. Allison, I told you. You're like, oh, that's my mom.
Doubles as my Allison impression.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so that's pretty bad. So, fellas, don't take the money. That's
no, don't take it, and don't take them to the high-end place where you'd be tempted in the first place.
I mean, I don't say don't take them to the high-end place.
For date one, don't. It's a fool's trap.
I mean, it just depends on what it's for. Like, you have
an event. Probably for to get to know her and then to see if you want to sleep with her and see if you want to have a relationship. Last I checked, that's what dating is.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the nature of their relationship before. But I think it's obviously done now. I mean, he's not with her now, so.
There's no nature of a relationship to check. You're not taking a friend.
Yeah.
And then saying, you're only giving me 25? Because it's a friend. It's Dutch as hell.
It isn't. Friends treat friends.
It's Duh Dutch for 150. Double D Dutch.
You want to split these? Take this one back.
I mean,
split.
I treat you all the time, but it's for like 10 and under a plate.
Yeah, right.
We don't walk into Roots Chris and you're like double taters. You'd be making when a nice little dash for the door.
When she said double taters, she meant could you just give her a couple
two bags
whiffs,
of Utz.
Some whiffs. Let her smell that guy's plate. I mean.
We can go out on that.
That's fine.
We can go out. I just. That guy made me sad. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, don't take her money.
Don't take her money, but more importantly, don't take her to the high-end place.
No, and that's what he said now. He said
now. Find her the awesome place.
Yeah.
And the good place and the fun place. That's like 18 a plate.
Yeah.
Because I swear to God, it's diminishing returns. It's on an exponential curve.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you're not paying for something off a value meal menu, it's okay. Like, then you graduate to TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
But the notch above Fridays, most people are cool with that.
Yeah.
And if she isn't, she's a piece of
duty.
Fun. Yeah. You've made it through Papa's basement, and good for you. Treat yourself. I'm John Papa Giorgio. She's Allison Frank. Papa's Basement is the show's website that has our Twitter handles, our Facebook page. It's got the iTunes subscription link. Please use that one. That's the important link to use. You'll get a new episode every Monday and every Thursday if you subscribe. If you use your decoder ring to find the links for all that stuff. Also visit thespookiescomic.com. That's a comic that I write. And go to pfpod.com if you're into football, the good kind, not the weird-smelling European kind.
Mm.
It's a football podcast I do with my buddy Howard. So check out all of that.
Okay.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way, had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.